Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Throwback Thursday. Old school throwbacks by request all morning. 302-858-5117. One of my faves, Tonto Metro Devante. Everyone falls in love.
Here comes Amazon, here comes Amazon delivery the next day.
Hey.
Poor old Santa Claus is without a job, Bezos likes it that way. Homeless elves and hungry reindeer all struggling to survive. Santa's workshop just went bankrupt because you love Amazon Prime.
Yes, today is the last day, by the way, is what they're saying, to like order your gifts and make sure to send them. You know, and they get there on time by Christmas. They always say December the 18th is the final day to use priority mail that guarantees that they'll get there by Christmas.
Okay.
So, and that's coming from the U.S. Postal Service.
All right. Okay.
Got any gifts to send?
I'm one of those people that I wait till the last minute. The countdown on Route 1 that they have up on the billboard gives me anxiety.
Oh, they have a countdown?
Yes.
Okay.
And it just gets to me.
Mm.
But I will say, I have done a little bit along the way this year.
Okay.
So I'm behind, but not as behind as previous years.
Well, see, you've learned. You've learned over the years. That's good. What about wrapping?
I don't have any of that done.
But do you normally, like, wait until Christmas Eve, or do you do it, like... I don't know. Like this Saturday, will you sit down on the floor
normally,
or
yes.
Sunday and like wrap?
No, because I have something every day.
Okay.
I have something every day, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I am going to take some gifts over to the Hampton Inn when we're there and have them do some wrapping for me.
You are?
Yeah. Yep. I am going to do that. And Rob West, he reached out this morning and he was, you know, hyping it up and letting me know that they are ready to go. You know, they're out there today.
Yes.
And tomorrow.
Yes.
And also he said that the elf is going to be there today and Saturday with us. And then
hold on, tomorrow, what do you mean the elf?
They have a character.
Like Elf on the Shelf?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're hype about that. And they're going to do gift wrapping today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
All right, so we're going to be out there. That's the Rehoboth Beach Hampton Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, noon to 2.
Yep.
DJs KP and Cash going to be out there. Jessica's going to be out there with her gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, so bring your gifts, bring the kids. It's all for Making a Difference Foundation. This is their big gift wrapping event. And they are there today and tomorrow, 4 to 7. And then on Saturday, noon until 3. And Uncle B's food truck, the live characters, the gift wrapping. I mean, everything is, you know, going to be wonderful because all the money raised is going to go to the Making a Difference Foundation. And again, we're going to be out there on Saturday, noon until 2. But they are there today and tomorrow and Saturday.
Man.
Hey.
Man, get on out there. Support of the Making a Difference Foundation is a great foundation.
Yes.
So definitely.
I'm hyped for that.
Looking forward to seeing you guys. 448 texted in. I hear you, Jess. Worked 10 hours yesterday. Shopped 4 hours. Marshall's open till 11 p.m.
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me know that.
OMG.
No, thank you for letting me know that. Because I need to know what stores are open late.
Well, Rehoboth is like on and popping. Let me tell you,
right? It is.
Like the outlets and all the stores up there on 1.
Yep.
Man, we were up there this past Saturday, I told you, wilding. Yeah. I mean, it's like...
No, it is popping.
It's like, it's crazy because when we go to Salisbury and we go like to the mall and stuff, it's not always as packed as it used to be.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, you know, like people go to Dick's.
Yeah.
And people go to like certain stores.
Yes.
You know, and like Marshall's over there, you know, and like Target and whatever. But like Rehoboth, when we go to Rehoboth, that's a different life.
No, because you have all the outlets.
Yeah.
And you have Cracker Barrel, then the TJ Maxx is across the way. You have Home Sense across the way. Aldi's over there too. You have Five Below. You have Ulta. I mean, everybody is just out and about. Marshall's, Home Goods. I mean, all the stores, they're packed.
Next text. Went there at 6:30. No one.
To Marshall's?
Where? Marshall's? Where'd you go at 6:30? And where? Rehoboth or Salisbury? What you talking about?
Yeah, let us know. And let us know where the deals are. Any good deals out there?
Don't go to Bath & Body Works.
Last minute. I know. You said you lasted maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah. Don't go in there.
It was in and out.
You like, you got to like squeeze your way through. Could. Outlets in Rehoboth. Oh, 6:30. Yeah, well, I don't know. Saturday. Could. That deserves a could.
Yeah, this past Saturday.
Could.
It was packed.
Crazy, y'all.
Yes.
864 checking in. Good morning, guys. Outlets are open Christmas Eve, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Just FYI.
Okay. That's good to know. That is good to know.
Thank you. Appreciate
I'll be
that.
There.
Okay.
8 to 6.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you work at the outlets?
Yeah.
If so,
who works at the outlets? And what's your work schedule looking like? 6 p.m. I remember a couple years we went and we had to get a couple things at Food Lion on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, them like trying to kick us out of the store because they were trying to close.
Right.
You know, we're like, no. Like running.
Wait.
No. Don't shut the door yet. No.
Oh, man.
We're doing Christmas dinner.
You are?
Yeah, at our house. And we normally do. My wife does a great job.
Okay.
And she said to me yesterday or the day before, like, what are we going to have? You know? And I said, I do the ham like I do. And, you know, we were talking about just like the different sides and all that.
Right.
Cause we didn't do that on Thanksgiving. So it's not going to be the same food.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see.
That'll be nice.
We'll see. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. Nice.
Now, will you do some of those Thanksgiving sides that you didn't have?
Maybe the macaroni.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about the stuffing.
The oyster stuffing, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's normally a Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't mind it.
You can make it a Christmas thing.
I joked.
There's no rules to this. You know that, right?
No, I know.
There's no rules.
So,